Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. This week we're continuing with our stories from Norway and the saga of King Harald. Last we left off, Harald had become king. His father had passed and he had drank his funeral ale. And we're about to pick up where we left off. And Harald, well, he promised to crush his father's enemies under his heel, and being a child still, his enemies are ready to come for him. This is Harald's Battle. Now, King Halfdan had many foes. When he was alive, they were afraid to make war upon him, for he was a mighty warrior. But when Harald became king, they said, "He is but a lad. We will fight him, and we will take his land." So they began to make ready. King Harald heard of this, and he laughed and said, "Good. Foe's fear is thirsty, and my legs are stiff with much sitting." He called three men to him. To one he gave an arrow, saying, "Run and carry this arrow north. Give it to the hands of the master of the next farm, and say that all men are to meet here within 2 weeks from this day. They must come ready for war and mounted on horses. Say also that if a man does not obey this call, or if he receives this arrow and does not carry it on to his next neighbor, he shall be outlawed from this country, and his land shall be taken from him." He gave arrows to the other two men and told them to run south and east with the same message. So all through King Harald's country, men were soon busy mending helmets and polishing swords and making shields. There was blazing of forges and clanging of anvils all through the land. On the day set, the fields about King Harald's house were full of men and horses. After breakfast, a horn blew. Every man snatched his weapons and jumped on his horse. Men of the same neighborhood stood together, and their chief led them. They waited for the starting horn. This did not look like our army. There were no uniforms. Some men wore helmets, some did not. Some wore coats of mail, but others wore only their jackets and tights of bright-colored wool. But at each man's side hung a great shield. Over his right shoulder went his sword belt, and held his long sword under his left hand. Above most men's heads shone the points of their tall spears. Some men carried axes in their belts, some carried bows and arrows. Many had ram's horns hanging from their necks. King Harald rode at the front of his army with his standard bearer beside him. Chain armor covered the king's body. A red cloak was thrown over his shoulders. On his head was a gold helmet with a dragon standing up from it. He carried a round shield on his left arm. The king had made that shield himself. It was of brass. The rivets were of silver with strangely shaped heads. On the back of Harald's horse was a red cloth trimmed with the fur of ermine. King Harald looked up at his standard and laughed aloud. "Oho, war lover," he cried. "You and I ride out on a gay journey." A horn blew again and the army started. The men shouted as they went and blew their ram's horns. "Now we shall taste something better than even King Harald's ale," shouted one. Another rose in his stirrups and sniffed the air. "Ah, I smell a battle," he cried. "It is sweeter than those strange waters of Arabia." So the army went merrily through the land. They carried no tents. They had no provision wagons. "The sky is good enough tent for a soldier," said the Norseman. "Why carry provisions when they lie in the farms beside you?" After 2 days, King Harald saw another army on the hills. "Thorstein," he shouted, "up with the white shield and go tell King Haki to choose his battlefield. We will wait but an hour. I am eager for the frolic." So Thorstein raised a white shield on his spear as a sign that he came on an errand of peace. He rode near King Haki, but he could not wait until he came close before he shouted out his message and then turned and rode back.
"Tell your boy, king, that we will not hang back," Haki called after Thorstein.
King Harald's men waited on the hillside and watched the other army across the valley. They saw King Haki point and saw 20 men ride off as he pointed. They stopped in a patch of hazel and hewed with their axes.
They're getting the hazels, said Thorstein.
All done, said King Harald to a man near him. Stay close to my standard all day. You must see the best of the fight. I want to hear a song about it after it is over.
This Audun was the Skald who sang at the drinking of King Halfdan's funeral ale. King Haki's men rode down into the valley. They drove down stakes all about a great field. They tied the hazel twigs to the stakes in a string, but they left an open space toward King Harald's army and one toward King Haki's. Then a man raised a white shield and galloped toward King Harald.
We are ready, he shouted.
At the same time, King Haki raised a red shield. King Harald's men put their shields before their mouths and shouted into them. It made a great roaring war cry.
Up with the war shield, shouted King Harald. Horns blow.
There was a blowing of horns on both sides. The two armies galloped down into the field and ran together. The fight had begun. All that day, long swords were flashing, spears flying, men shouting, men falling from their horses, swords clashing against shields.
Victory flashes from that dragon, Harald's men said, pointing to the king's helmet. No one stands before it.
And surely, before night came, King Haki fell dead under foe's fear. When he fell, a great shout went up from his warriors, and they turned and fled. King Harald's men chased them far, but during the night came back to camp. Many brought swords and helmets and bracelets or silver-trimmed saddles and bridles with them.
Here's what we got from the foe, they said.
The next morning, King Harald spoke to his men.
Let us go about and find our dead.
So they went over all the battlefield. They put every man on his shield and carried him and laid him on a hilltop. They hung his sword over his shoulder and laid his spear by his side. So they laid all the dead together there on the hilltop. Then King Harald said, looking about,
This is a good place to lie. It looks far over the country. The sound of the sea reaches it. The wind sweeps here. It is a good grave for Norsemen and Vikings. But it is a long road and a tough road to Valhalla that these men must travel. Let the nearest kinsmen of each man come and tie on his hell shoes. Tie them fast, for they will need them much on that hard road.
So friends tied shoes on the dead men's feet. Then King Harald said,
Now let us make the mound.
Every man set to work with what tools he had and heaped earth over the dead until a great mound stood up. They piled stones on the top. On one of these stones, King Harald made runes telling how these men had died. After that was done, King Harald said,
Now set up the pole, Thorstein. Let every man bring to that pole all he took from the foe.
So they did, and there was a great hill of things around it. Harald divided it into piles.
This pile we will give to Thor in thanks for the victory, he said. This pile is mine, because I am king. Here are the piles for the chiefs, and these things go to the other men of the army.
So every man went away from that battle richer than he was before, and Thor looked down from Valhalla upon his full temple and was pleased. The next morning King Harald led his army back. But on the way he met other foes and had many battles and did not lose one. The kings either died in battle or ran away, and Harald had their lands.
He has kept his vow, men said, and ground his father's foes under his heel. So King Harald sat in peace for a while.
That is Harald's battle, where we see the young king, still only nearly 11 years old, go forth into his first battle, and he becomes a bit more of a king following it. He takes the life of his foe with foe's fear, his spear, and on his way back, he wages many more battles and wins them all because he is King Harald. This is Dan Schulz for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.